Hey folks, Jared Sylvester here. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast from Repurposed.
I began this journey of joining a peer advisory group of other Christian business owners and C-level executives. We go deep once a month, and being around those men that were taking their faith seriously and truly working to follow what God would have them do, not only just in their personal life, but in the workplace, and making their decisions on biblical principles, really started opening my eyes to the fact that, wow, you know what? I can have a unified life.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Repurposed, a show dedicated to inspire you to live a life of purpose, intentionality, and of impact. I'm your host, Jared Sylvester of Teachus Financial Group, a retirement planning firm based in West Central Minnesota, where we teach our clients, and the heart behind our message and our company is True Wealth. If you want more information on us, just go to our website, teachusfinancial.com. Teachus is spelled T as in Thomas, A-A, T as in Thomas, J as in Jackson, E-S, financial.com. Well, on this week's episode of Repurposed, I'm bringing you an interview with a guy by the name of Bob Wilbanks. He's a good friend of mine. He's also the president and founder of Ambassadors for Business, a nonprofit based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which focuses on equipping Christians to walk more boldly in their faith at home and at work. And in this conversation, you're going to hear Bob talk, of course, about his faith, but how that has led to him coming up with a foundational truth, a foundational purpose statement by which he now lives by, and that gives him power to live with what he calls a unified life, where he's not one person at work, a different person at home, a different person with his friends, and even a different person with his family. There is seamlessness there. And this is a super important topic if you and I want to live with purpose and impact. Here's my chat with Bob Wilbanks. Well, we met not too long ago. We've had coffee here in the last couple of months, gotten to know each other. I look at you as kind of a mentor, one of these guys that are out coaching folks on how to have more influence at work. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, that absolutely is a fair statement. The core purpose behind Ambassadors for Business is maximizing the influence of those who lead. So I think you hit it right on the head.
Tell us about Ambassadors for Business. What is it? When did it start? How did you kind of get into, you know, leading this organization?
Well, that's a big one, Jared. you got more than 20 minutes on that one, I think.
So let's just start with what is it exactly?
Yes, sir. So we are a leadership organization that is focused on equipping Christians to walk boldly in faith while we're connecting them to do business together. And as I said, the core purpose really has morphed into this maximizing the influence of those who lead. And we really believe that by helping Christians to start walking more boldly in faith and folding in quality leadership training, personal improvement into the mix, we can truly become the best version of what God created us to be.
Sure.
You know, if we're successful in doing that, I think we can really truly transform our communities from the inside out by raising up leaders in Christ and equipping them with those seeds of absolute truth so they can model the Christian worldview in the marketplace.
And you're based in the Twin Cities, and so essentially you help facilitate and build small group discussions within leaders in the community. Would that be, again, fair statement?
Right. We have been launching what we call Thrive Leadership with Purpose events throughout the Twin Cities.
Gotcha.
They're events that run about an hour and a half. There's typically 15 to 20 minutes of open fellowship time at the beginning so people can gather and get to know each other. And we try to leave a little bit of time on the end as well for some fellowship. In between there, we have leadership or personal improvement expert come in and share their intellectual property with our members and visitors that come to these meetings. And there's always, you know, prayer and a word, really, to keep that spiritual compass on track. So that's what we do. Right now we have 12 locations going around the Twin Cities. We believe there'll probably be 24 by the time we get to the end of the year. We'll see if that's in God's will or not.
Right. So, you started in 2016. How did you get to this point in your life to feel the call to do something like this?
Thanks for asking, Jared. I think the big thing on that for me was I was saved when I was 8 years old. And I walked it out pretty much like, only a child could until I was about 15, right?
Yeah.
And then the ways of the world started creeping in a big way.
Yeah, it's easy when you're a kid. Yeah.
You bet. And I got married young, had kids early, really got caught up into the American dream. I battled alcohol addiction throughout my life. I was one of those functional type alcoholics where, I would go out and binge more than anything else. And it would just happen at the craziest times and literally destroyed my life quite a few different times where I had risen to the very top echelons of large corporations, had my own organization, a payroll service company here in town. Many meteoric rises to fame, so to speak, in the world's eyes, but many, many cases of giant flameouts and crashing back to earth.
Yeah.
So I would categorize myself, like many people that I meet out there, as just miserably saved. Hmm. I knew the grace of Christ, but I really didn't understand that as a Christian, I was to be living my life differently than the world would have me live. And it was gaining that understanding through back in 2002, I started reading the Bible through each year. And it only took about 10, 12 years for that to really start to sink in, for the Spirit to start. I've got a thick head,
Right.
So as time went on, I really started feeling a conviction that I needed to make some changes in my life. And as that started happening, about 6 years ago, the Spirit convicted me that I needed to give up alcohol for good. I gave it up to God. Praise God, have not touched a drop since.
How did that work? Did it just go away? Like, how did that work? Because we've had a lot of folks that struggle with alcohol on the show, and their stories are all just a little bit different. How did it go away for you?
I had 3 weeks out of about five where I had taken a Friday or a Saturday night and went way over the top.
Hmm.
And for me, as I said, I could very easily go out with the guys, have a couple beers, it's fine. But then every once in a while, for unknown reasons, there wouldn't be enough alcohol in the state of Minnesota to sate my thirst. So it was that type of thing that would happen to me, and I would wake up the next day wondering, who do I have to apologize to? Sometimes, how did I even get home?
Yeah.
Did I kill anybody? I mean, that just complete feeling of being alone and lost and defeated.
Yeah.
I did it again. And I just remember, throughout this time, I'm still reading the Word every single day and having my quiet time.
Hmm.
And I just remember that morning, it was a Sunday morning, thinking, wow, my wife didn't get on my case yesterday. I had been out Friday night. I'd really tuned it up big time.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, man, I think I finally got her broken in. I can do this anytime I want.
Mm.
And it was like the Spirit just rose up inside of me with this, no, that's not what I made you for.
Right.
You'll never be what I made you to be if you don't get rid of this thorn. And I completely broke down. I was in tears. And I just looked up to God and I said, I can't do this myself. I've tried so many times in my life to give this up. Would you please take this from me? And I think just that moment where I was in complete submission to Him and giving it up truthfully and honestly for the first time.
Hmm.
With no inhibitions behind it. It's yours. Take it if you would. And literally, Jared, I just have not desired a drink ever since, and I never care to go back.
That's something. That's crazy. What were you running from? A lot of people that struggle with addiction, they're trying to mask something. Could you identify that for you? Not that this podcast is about your addiction, but I'm just interested. Was there something that you were running from or trying to mask?
Well, I think, as with many of us, I identified my identity, even though I had been studying the Word like that and said I was a Christian, my identity was still in the things of this world.
Hmm.
And I think for me, with all those flaming burnouts that I had, a lot of it got wrapped up into the, what is the opinion of others about me.
Sure.
Striving for that success all the time.
Yeah.
My first marriage ended up in divorce, I think largely due to my drinking patterns.
Yeah.
I'll take full responsibility for it. You know, so some of those failures and things along those lines, I think I had the tendency to crawl into the bottle versus giving it over to God.
Yeah.
And, you know, learning that habit of just being in complete submission to Him. You know, I don't believe we can unlock God's grace and His blessings unless we're in complete submission and obedience to Him.
Yeah. It's like he had to get that out of the way. And so it's almost like He was allowing you to get to that broken point. And then you submit, and then now all of a sudden it sounds like this is where the story kind of turns for you. Keep going.
Right. For the first time in my life, I start getting good mentors around me. I start making some good decisions. I came into contact with CBMC through a good friend of mine, Mike Wolbrink, who is the president over at Azul Staffing. And he had been going through a rough patch in his life, and I'd been having breakfast with him or lunch, you know, periodically for about a year. And he said, Bob, you know, I just want to thank you so much for your time throughout this period of time, you know, just being by my side and being there. I want to do something for you. How can I help you? And I just said to him, I said, Mike, I think you've helped me more than I've helped you, because the one thing that had been missing in my life was just that fellowship with another man of purpose,
yeah.
Another man that was Christian. And he reached back and said, I think I've got just the thing for you. And he made an introduction to Alan Smith, Northland director for CBMC, and Don Hopper, who runs their peer advisory groups. And I began this journey of joining a peer advisory group of other Christian business owners in town, or it's owners and C-level executives. And we go deep once a month. And being around those men that were taking their faith seriously and truly working to follow what God would have them do, not only just in their personal life, but in the workplace.
Right.
And making their decisions on biblical principles really started opening my eyes to the fact that, wow, you know what? I can have a unified life.
Hmm.
I don't have to have all this compartmentalization like a pie, you know, sitting there slicing it up and saying, this is how I am with my family. This is how I am at work. This is how I am at church. This is how I am with my friends. This is how I am when I'm alone. No, I can be the same person all the time if I build my purpose and my life on that rock that is mentioned biblically, right? And so Alan Smith actually reached out to me, and we started going through something called Operation Timothy, which is a CBMC discipleship tool. It's an online tool that they provide, and literally anybody can use it. You just go to cbmc.com and click through it and sign up with CBMC, and it's a free tool that is amazing. And the first question in there is, what's the purpose of life? And as I said, for the first time, I've got all of these really good mentors around me, and I start thinking coherently about what is my true purpose. I'm not built by, you know, God didn't create me just to go out and make a bunch of money and satisfy myself.
Right.
Right. And so over a period of time, my life purpose statement came forth, and it's to use my life experiences and God-given talents to pour into others so that they may see what is possible in and through Him.
Hmm.
That's all.
What's interesting is that you are identifying that, you know, years after, you know, being saved as a small child, and it took that long, you know, like, just think how much space is in between there. You know what I mean? I find that kind of fascinating.
Me as well. You know, and, you know, of course, then the devil starts to try and use that piece and saying, yeah, if you only would have done this sooner.
Yeah.
Right. But in my mind now, you know, through the healing of the spirit, you know, I know that all of those experiences, God's using them for good.
Right.
And the amount of people that I'm able to identify with and pour into because of all the different circumstances that I've been through in my life. I mean, divorce and the alcohol tendencies and the like I say, the crashes to earth,
yeah.
You know, big flaming burnouts after, you know, being at the very pinnacle of what the world would say is important.
Sure.
And then, you know, all of a sudden having all that ripped away. So, you know, what happened is I was slowly but surely led through just a number of different decisions that I was making, from a VP of sales and marketing at Payroll Control Systems to a position over at CBiz when they acquired us, to starting a consulting company that I was having a lot of success with, to where I just felt so called to those people that were living the life the way that I was living it before.
Right.
I would call them the lukewarm of our society, you know. And as I started researching this, you know, Barna Research says over 70% of America still identifies as Christian, right? But only 7% are making their life decisions based on biblical principles.
Right.
If that's not the definition of a lukewarm society,
yeah.
I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's why I really feel I was called to this Ambassadors for Business. You know, at first we just started it as a means to connect Christians in business so they could do business together. But you know, as I really started walking through this process, you know, I believe God led me to the next phase, which was to become a nonprofit and put on the front end of that mission statement. Initially was to equip Christians to walk boldly in faith throughout their business week while we connect them to do business. And that's where we were able to get our nonprofit.
That's awesome. So you get a chance to meet all these other business leaders around the Twin Cities. You have to be coming across a lot of people, again, like you. The statistics show that it's true. Why do you think that that's such an issue? Why we have a hard time connecting the two and really living with that purpose and influence that you try to strive for?
Well, it begins, I think, with just the noisiness of this world. You ask any person out there if they're busy, you know, we all know, busyness. And I find it interesting, business and busyness, there's only one letter that's different, you know.
Right.
And it's the I to the Y. Hmm. And, you know, I think if we can get a little bit more intentional about becoming the best version of what God created us to be, you know, by getting into the Word on a daily basis, belonging to a small group that is serious about growing in faith, being involved in our local church, that builds a foundation that we can build upon, right? Yeah. And then from there, we can determine our life focus or that purpose in life, right? And identify that, you know what, my identity isn't in the car I drive. Hmm. It isn't in the house I live in. It's not in the things of this world. It's in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And once we have that, it's like, you know, all my life, I kind of look at how I spent most of my life. It was like this giant levee that I had to manually myself. I'm pushing, constantly pushing against that to push my water line up. Right. Hmm. And once you push that water line up, the pressure is that much greater back on you to hold it there,
right?
And then we're supposed to try and even get better and grow even more, and we're pushing all the harder and all the harder. And just the peace that comes with being yoked with Jesus Christ, there where you can release that pressure and allow that water line to be where God intends it to be, wow.
Yeah,
you know, you can become other-centered. It's freeing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We had Adam Weber on the show a while back. He's the senior pastor at Embrace Church in Sioux Falls, a bunch of campuses around the region. But he said that the people that he comes in contact that are struggling the most are the people like 40s to near 50 that are like crushing it in their career. You know, like those are the people that are struggling the most. And I think it goes back to kind of what you're saying. It's like, you know, we've been playing, quote, the game for so long, and it's just more and more and more, and our identity keeps getting deeper, you know, more deeply rooted in those things of the world, and then we're trying to make this whole thing go around, and it's exhausting. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you kind of get to you're like, what do you do? You know?
Yeah, we're making, on average, they say, statistically, 35,000 decisions a day, right? Hmm. And if we're making that many decisions in a day and we don't have a solid foundation and a true eternal purpose, a focus, right, on our life, and then a decision-making filter that's aligned with what our purpose is. You know, for me, it's my faith is first, and then it's my family. And then it comes to things like finance and fitness and friends and fun and food and all these other things. And you notice that the theme is kind of these F words. And so, you know, build that foundation, find that focus, build that filter, bring those pieces together. And then if we get yoked with Christ, right, we find that easy yoke, which comes from building an intimate relationship with him. We find times that we can rest as he's pulling that weight of the world behind us, right? And there's times when we're supposed to pull by building that intimate relationship. We'll know when those times are that we're supposed to be doing our part and when we can rest. And then on top of that, strap on that armor of God found in Ephesians 6, and that will protect us from all those flaming arrows coming in from the side. And it keeps our life focused on that eternal purpose that we have. And as all the people of the world that are out there around us, and we're shining this bright light, right? We're salt and light as we're doing this. All these people of the world that are out there that probably identify as Christian, but they've made a lot of decisions based on their own understanding. As that sand crumbles away, we can be that source of salt and light that they reach out toward, and we can have impact on others.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. I connect so much with exactly what you're saying. My identity had a big redesign, I would say probably 2 years after I left my TV career, and it was very freeing. It was liberating. I find myself, I wasn't trying to make the hamster wheel go around, and I've noticed the impact that I've been able to have go up tremendously since my life
Absolutely.
Stopped becoming all about me and all of these things that aren't inherently bad but can be in a way. Last question here before we wrap things up. How can we have more impact? Is there something simple that you and I could do just on a daily basis, something super simple, actionable thing that we could do to just have more impact and influence on other people?
Well, you know, as Rick Warren says, it's right when he starts his book, you know, The Purpose-Driven Life, it's not about you.
Right.
And I think, you know, it's going in with that mindset, that servant mindset.
Yeah.
It starts by, you know, as I say, getting in the Word on a daily basis. There's pivotal verses and pivotal pieces to the puzzle that I think come together to help us with that.
Yeah.
And I go back to, you know, taking on Christ's yokes. That's Matthew 11:28-30. And the armor of God, which you find in Ephesians 6, starts in about 6:10, and runs through there. If you take a look at those and make them up, incorporate them in your life, now you can walk with that eternal mindset. And that, I think, is really what we're called to do as we become more Christ-like. Remember that we're not out there to judge. Remember that we're not out there to Bible bang, hit people over the head. Remember that it's about that other person, and we're supposed to have respect for them.
Right.
Right. And we are to set the example, so to speak. And, you know, for me, that's really what it is each day when I wake up, I just say, you know, Lord, guide and direct my steps. I'm here to serve you and others. So that would be my suggestion.
That's awesome, Bob. Thank you so much for your time. Before I let you go, where can people find more about you and Ambassadors for Business?
Thank you, Jared. We are online, of course, at ambassadorsforbusiness.com. So pretty simple URL. It's a little long. We do have a shortcut, but I'll just leave you with that one. We're also out there on social media. So, you know, if you look up Ambassadors for Business on social media, you'll find us as well. And just remember, we have Thrive events going throughout the metro and quite a few resources out there on our website as well that can help you through your day.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, I'm part of a group similar to this in West Central Minnesota. It's a great time to come together as a every month, have lunch, chat with other business leaders, and just kind of encourage each other, and it's awesome, and that sounds like what you're doing as well. So keep up the great work. God bless you. Great to meet you a couple of months ago and get to know you more, and thanks for again joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Jared. I really appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Bob Wilbanks. I really like what he has to say about this idea of living a unified life. If you and I build our lives on a foundational truth, on a purpose, on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, then your identity, my identity, should and will change. And then all of a sudden, our lives don't become just about ourselves and making money and living for ourselves. You can begin to experience that seamlessness that Bob talked about, where you're not a different person at work and at home and with your friends and around your family. And more importantly, it's the most effective way to have impact on others. It gets the focus off of you and onto something bigger. That'll do it for this week's episode of Repurpose. Just a reminder, this show is based on a book by Ben Tejas called Repurpose, The Untold Story of Retirement in America. If you want the first two chapters totally free, you can get them very easily. Just go to our website, tejasfinancial.com, and click on Heard Us on the Radio. It's a little button in the upper right-hand corner for your free gift just for listening today. Also, a big thanks to Faith Radio for helping us sponsor this program. If you missed any or all of this episode, visit myfaithradio.com to hear or download the podcast there. I'm Jared Sebesta. We'll see you next time on Repurpose. Thanks so much for checking out this episode of Repurposed. Just a reminder, these podcasts are only available because of generous support of people just like you. If you'd like to make a gift and support Faith Radio, go to the website, myfaithradio.com. Also, another way you can help is by sharing these podcasts on social media and subscribing. Just click subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, and you'll be sure to never miss a show.